previewing Storm Lake St. Mary's boys basketball, and now Ryan Thompson with Panthers coach Nick Landgraf, and starting with the Jamboree tonight, Nick, as we're talking just after your matchup with OABCIG. Kind of tough sledding at times, but you did pick things up near the end a little bit. Any positives you can take away from it? I know turnovers has to be the biggest concern coming out of it.
Yeah, absolutely. Our guard play and our decision-making needs to improve dramatically before we open the season in a week. Things did improve offensively for us. It just seemed like we came out a little tight to begin with. Was pleased with our defense overall, and Ida Grove shot well, especially that second quarter from outside. I think they had six or seven guys hit threes in the half, so it's just tough to defend a team that has that many offensive threats.
Well, you say offensive threats, and among those you graduated last year, of course, Michael DeMar stands out as the biggest, having to replace 25 points per game on average. How do you try and make up for that loss?
Well, we lost a very good senior group that knew their roles well, and four seniors graduating. And that's going to be a little bit of our challenge early on, is guys adjusting from roles that they're accustomed to last year to stepping up to be more of a focal point offensively. We've got a lot of guys that have the potential to be somewhere in the, say, 12 to 18 point range, but they just need the confidence. Saw some guys with some aggressiveness tonight, just maybe not making the best decisions and dribbling into double or triple teams. But, Will Hurd is going to be a focal point this year, obviously, with his size. Tanner Snyder's come a long ways, really aggressive attack in the rim. Jake Heitman, Alex Martin, Chuck Chumalu. We've got a group of guys that really do have the ability to put the ball in the hole. We just didn't show it in the Jamboree.
How has the off season gone over the summer in trying to further develop some of these guys?
Well, I would say that Tanner, Will, and Chakachu really improved in the off season, and it's evident they put a lot of work in. Had some other guys that are definitely showing that they've improved as well, but those three have really stepped up, and we're looking to lean on them this year.
And collectively, what do you figure to hang your hat on as you move along?
Our defense. With Will's height and size, the guards should be a lot more aggressive on the perimeter, not really worried about getting beat off the dribble if they've got a lot of pressure on them, just knowing that they've got a big guy inside that can not necessarily block shots, but at least change shots if they get in deep. So we want to make sure that we're doing a much better job of protecting the three-point line than we did tonight, but defense will be the key. Rebounding, I thought we rebounded well overall, had a lot of guys hitting the glass. Offensively, we need to move the ball better than we did. We need to be a little bit more unselfish, not dribble around so much, and just look to make the safe, simple pass and just get more movement, make the defense shift more than we did.
And offensively, what's your strategy going to have to be not having that go-to guy to rely on this year?
Well, I kind of think it'll be similar to about 3 years ago, where we had four guys in double figures. I just think the parity that we ultimately are going to have, a lot of guys that have the ability to score, so it's not going to be relying on one guy game in and game out. It'll just be a group effort in that regards.
And nice to have Josh DeMars, a Panther alum, back helping out this year. And unfortunately, you're dealing with a knee injury, and you're telling me he's going to be needed a little more so in practices now because of that. Unfortunately, Panther coaching staff, it was Josh last year, just can't seem to stay off the injured list.
Well, I tell you what, I'd rather have the coaches be on the injured list during the season than the kids. So Josh has done a great job. It's nice having some continuity this season, having the same assistant for back-to-back years. He knows what my expectations are, when he came into the program a year ago from a coaching standpoint, so he's able to get in and demonstrate everything, and it just is a great asset to the program.
Twin Lakes Conference, what do you think? Altaria's got a lot of the guys back. You were the only team to beat them in the regular season last year, and they're going to be tough to contend with once again.
I see Alta as the class of the conference, and there's just going to be a large group of teams just underneath them fighting for second, and it could be any other school's game any given night.
Look forward to chatting with you more this season. Nick, thanks a lot for the time.
All right, thank you, Ryan.